Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Tommy Tucker, 7:15. It is, if you see the snowmen still standing, that's because it hasn't gotten below freezing, so they would melt. And that means that you're not going to be able to go about as freely as you would like to. It's 24 degrees right now. If you look at the temperatures throughout the area, Colin Arnold joins us, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I know people are getting antsy, and rightfully so. And, you know, I was thinking about all the businesses as I drove home yesterday that are closed, and drugstores and things like that. Even I looked up the fairgrounds to see if they were racing, and then I thought they'd have to, you know, bet wind, place, or snow. They're closed, obviously. A lot of businesses are closed. The city wants people to get back to business, back to normal as quickly as possible, but it is going to take some time, right?
Yeah, but we're seeing some improvement. The sun's coming up this morning. I'll remind everyone it's 23 degrees right now, but it's going to improve. The sun's going to continue to start to melt things. We had a lot of plowing go on last night in areas like Lakeview, the lower Ninth Ward, areas on the West Bank and in New Orleans East and uptown. And so we're going to continue that, although I think today you're going to see dramatic improvement. We are starting to see more vehicles on the street. We're starting to see a few more businesses open up. I'm cautious about it. Just, you know, I still want people to be very careful, but we're also going to continue to have vendors plowing in the CBD and the French Quarter where needed. But I think today is the last day of this, and I think by this afternoon you're going to see dramatic ability to start moving around.
So tell me what the biggest challenges you guys are facing now would be.
We're starting to see an uptick in reporting of water issues, pipes with Sewerage and Water Board, which I think was, you know, expected. It started as the temperatures got above freezing yesterday, and it's continuing. And so, you know, we'll be addressing those and working with Sewerage and Water Board. I'm not aware of any major water main breaks. I think they have one that they're looking at that they're going to have to address. But because of the weather and because of the snow, they couldn't get to it last night. I think you'll see that happen today. And then really just starting to clean up after this and the like. We did have to open a third shelter yesterday, and that's St. Bernard Rec Center. And there's only a handful of people in there, so I think we've reached our maximum there. That might continue because I think we're still looking at some pretty cold temperatures overnight tonight, but those will be coming to an end as well.
Where is the water main broken, do you know?
I'd have to get back to you on it. It did not seem to me to be a substantial issue. It was more of just a heads up that something they were looking at.
And I'm wondering about, as the thaw happens and people realize that they have broken pipes, how much of a concern, and we're going to talk to Ghassan Korban in a little bit, but I'm just wondering how much of a concern is that to you and the city? And go ahead with that, and then we'll go.
It's a concern, obviously, for the residents because most of it will be on their side of the meter, so they'll be needing to call plumbers and to do those types of things. And I'm obviously concerned about residents that don't have water, but it's a concern overall for the city because the more leaks there are, the more it's difficult for Sewerage and Water Board to maintain pressure, and that creates boil water situations and the like for the rest of the city. So I would anticipate that our residents will see a lower water pressure in general, particularly in the mornings, for in the short term, but I think things will improve.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I guess, Colin, I'm wondering, okay, the next foot to fall, what happens here? And you know, you got the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks, and that's kind of getting lost in all of this. Normally, the city would be abuzz with that. Now we're abuzz with snow and everything else, and I think we're approaching the point of it was fun, it was great, snowmen, et cetera, to, okay, we go from a point of this being a one-off, right, a one-time event of, oh, my God, is it going to stick to, is it ever going to go away? More with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. We come back. Again, any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, continuing coverage here of the aftermath of the big snow that we had, 8 inches officially measured at the airport. We're talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Emergency Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Colin, as we speak, I get a text alert from Jefferson Parish saying all Jefferson Parish residents urge to conserve water now to help prevent boil water advisory. Is that a consideration in Orleans Parish or not? Because you got the double-edged sword of, do you use big appliances? Do you don't to keep the water running? Do you run a stream of water? Tell me what you want people to do. Because if the pipes freeze, then you got more trouble.
Yeah, we actually put out a similar message last night, voluntary water conservation measures. And I think that that's, and we've talked over the last couple of days, I think that's the most common sense thing you can do, which is, you know, with everyone running water overnight to make sure their pipes don't freeze, it brings the pressure down in the system. And then in the morning is the time where people tend to use the most water, with showers and breakfast and dishes and potentially laundry going into the afternoon. And so, you know, that's one of those things where if we can stretch that out or maybe skip the load for one day, it can make a huge difference. And so I would recommend, just as a measure to ensure that we're doing everything we can, that you try to conserve water, particularly in the morning times, as much as possible.
So we spoke about this before, and I don't know what to tell people, because I don't want people to go without stuff. I don't want to cause accidents. I don't want merchants that are open and trying to do business to stay closed when they don't have to. I don't know. How do you draw the line, Kyle? And people need prescriptions filled. It's getting to be a couple of days into this now. Take me through all of this. What would you ideally like Orleans Parish residents to do?
Yeah, we've kind of been looking at this as, you know, Tuesday was, as the snow was falling, was kind of bewilderment. And then Wednesday, you know, yesterday was kind of whimsy, yeah. I would say, with some of the things that I saw.
No, Colin, let me interrupt you for a second, because I thought about it in those exact terms, like stages of grief, where there are stages of this.
Yeah.
There really are. It's interesting that you should say that, because would you say whimsy was the first day?
I'd say bewilderment the first day.
Bewilderment the
whimsy.
First day.
Whimsy the second day. I think we're moving into fatigued. And what I would like to try and not get into is annoyed or exasperated.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the way I was thinking about it, man. I'm telling you.
Five stages of of recovery
and impatience.
From the storm.
And we're
right.
Moving into impatience as well. So what is your advice for people?
I think I really think today is going to be the game changer, both with what we have been able to try and do as far as plowing. There's a lot of streets out there that have sand, salt, and have been scraped. And as soon as we get just that solid above 32, which is going to kind of stick with us, I think by this afternoon and this evening, we'll be getting back to normal. And I think Friday, tomorrow, will be a normal day.
How concerned, again, I got to go back, and we'll talk to Ghassan about this in the next segment, though, are you about frozen pipes? Because everybody wants are you encouraging people to open up, if they can, businesses? And then how much of a concern is that water thing with frozen pipes? Because I've lived here all my life, and I'm concerned that once the thaw happens, that's when we really have problems. Thoughts?
I certainly think this afternoon into this evening, business owners should start taking stock and assessing, you know, what they need to do to reopen, for sure. And look, the pipes are a concern, but we'll, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it. You know, and I think that we want to get these roads open too, because of, you know, Super Bowl and what we need to get done as far as some of these street construction sites, which are very close to being done. So I don't think this is going to be a huge drag or delay on what we need to get done over the next couple of weeks before Super Bowl. The NFL has had control of Superdome. They've been setting up inside And I think that making sure that they get the remaining trucks and things in that need to get here is important, but we're not hearing anything. There was a meeting yesterday with the mayor and all the Super Bowl folks, and they're in town this week. And so we're all systems go on that. We've had a couple day delay, but I think under the circumstances, everything's going to work out.
And of course, my mind just goes blank as I say this. Thank you, Colin. Anything else you want people to know or not?
No, just hang tight this morning while the temperatures go up, and it's going to get better this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Colin Arnold, Director of the City's Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Office. Go SEP. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Surge and Water Board, 504-260-1870. What stage of you are you in this? And it was interesting to hear Colin say that, because I was thinking of it the same way, thinking, you know, we had bewilderment at first, then we had wonder, and we were giddy, and now people are starting to get impatient and run out of stuff and get, in some ways, angry. Let's just avoid all of that. Be patient. Today the sun's going to come out, going to get warmer, stuff will melt. It'll be messy, but at least you'll be able to get around. Right now, time for WWL First News.